We are nearly there. The stars are finally coming into alignment. There is only a matter of hours before they are in the right position, and the ceremonies can begin. But having come so far, we must not let anything come between us and our destiny. We have been sheltered for so long by the psychic forces that we have harnessed to protect our perimeters that we have become complacent. We have allowed intruders to breach our defenses. Some were repelled by the advanced measures we put in place, and we now have three of the intruders in thrall to us. But the fact remains that there are some still at large. Patrols have been sent to find them, but to no avail.
Perhaps they have run away in fear.
If they had run, they would have come up against our psychic wall. I have felt nothing. Have any of you? They are still inside the canyon. Why we haven't found them is beyond me, but...
I think the answer to that is simple. We have never had to deal with such intruders, and so we do not have the skills in which they excel. It is understandable, and I think no grounds to assign blame. I would suggest that we use the methods in which we do have skill to trap them and nullify their threat. Delroy, I would like you and the others who use their power to maintain the wall to draw it in so that it gradually encloses nothing but the valley of the canyon.
Won't that leave us open to other possible intrusions?
So close to the goal, I feel we can take that chance. The continued presence of these intruders is a greater threat. Pull the net tighter to catch them and draw them out. It will keep them occupied while we prepare, and it will also leave them open to being picked off as they emerge. Furthermore, to speed the process, I have a second measure. Bring the three intruders to me.
Gideon indicated to an elder at the back. The elder, one of the incredibly tall men who accompanied him on life energy gatherings, nodded and slipped through the doors. While he was gone, the remaining elders discussed the fine details of what would occur on the following day. The circle was now complete, and the energies that had been released by sacrifice were now within the circle itself, adding to the power it contained and the beacon it became. As with any kind of ritual, there were mundane organizational matters to sort out before the day itself came upon them. The discussion was more confirming that well-laid plans were in place and proceeding smoothly. Gideon was pleased. Once the day had come and gone, there would be nothing left in this place to mark his achievement, but to have reached this point was monument enough for him. His ego was satisfied with the culmination of this plan he had conceived himself and executed by the elders as a whole. To wield such power demanded no other memorial. Thus it was that their business was almost concluded when the door opened and the tall elder led in Christy, JB, and Jack.
Your fellow fighters are giving us problems. We cannot afford to have such problems. We are not fighters. We have some capability, but not your experience or theirs. However, we do have you, and you know them well. With your knowledge, we can send out men to crush them. Now I suggest that you tell me all you know of your friends, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and how best to combat them.
Christy shook her head and looked at Jack and JB. They too seemed resolute, yet she could feel something within herself that she knew would also be flooding over their consciousness. No matter what her intent, the combination of herb and hypnosis was having its effect. She could feel her resolve weakening, and she knew that Jack and JB would be going through the same thing. And there was nothing they could do about it.
Bring forward the guard. They should pay particular attention to this.
Despite herself, Christy felt her mouth open and the words spill out.